MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. State lawmakers are trying to refine the state's red flag law. The original bill, which passed in 2020, allows a judge to order a person to relinquish their guns if they're deemed a danger to themselves or others. However, sponsors of a new bill want to make two changes. The first allows a police officer to be one of the parties that can petition a judge for the order. The second would make the recipient of the order hand over their guns immediately instead of the current 48-hour window. Opponents to the changes express concerns over violations of civil rights. The bill passed the House Consumer and Public Affairs Committee on party lines and now heads to the House Judiciary Committee. Former Interior Secretary for the Joe Biden administration, Deb Haaland, is actively laying the groundwork for a 2025 bid for New Mexico governor and will declare her candidacy in the coming weeks. Haaland, 64 and an enrolled member of the Laguna Pueblo, angered many of her constituents and tribal members around the Chaco Canyon area with some of her anti-oil and gas positions related to climate change while serving under the Biden administration. And those positions could also alienate some voters beyond her base. A rupture of a pressurized device at a frack site left one man dead and two other men injured Monday in Reeves County, Texas. The incident happened at the Permian Resources Guthrie State D-132H well site, located about 8 miles south on Highway 285 in the area of County Road 114, where Propetro Services was conducting fracking operation. And work began this week on a portion of New Mexico Highway 128 near Jal, stretching from the Texas line to milepost 53. The project includes removing the current asphalt and repaving the area at a projected cost of about $2.52 million. Drivers should expect lane closures of both eastbound and westbound lanes with pilot car and flagging operations 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday through the end of February. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.